If your weekend list included stopping by the glass recycling bin at the Northway Mall just off the Glen Highway, you'd better make other plans. The bin belonged to ALPAR, Alaskans for Litter Prevention and Recycling. ALPAR's executive director, Mary Fisher, says as of Wednesday, the North Anchorage drop-off receptacle ceased to exist.
We decided to stop the Northway Mall glass bin drop-off because it's been so contaminated. The glass plant has been having a lot of problems with dealing with the contamination. It's expensive. It's somewhat dangerous to deal with, and it's just costing too much money.
Fisher says it was essentially a case of bin abuse.
Some recyclers and some people that are not recyclers are using the bins to drop off other things like old computers, a lot of trash, and other things that get mixed in with the glass.
She says while it's not unusual to have a bit of extraneous material in a recycling bin, the amount of and continual nature of the contamination was disturbingly exceptional at the Northway site. That's why ALPAR decided to abandon the bin for roll carts assigned to individual businesses along the collection route operated by Alaska Waste. Fisher says that the Northway shutdown doesn't mean individuals in Anchorage are no longer able to recycle glass bottles and such.
People can still recycle their glass at the Brown Jug warehouse on Old Seward Highway, at the Eagle River landfill off Highland Drive, and at the Smurfit Stone Recycling Center off Dowling Road.
Unlike most other recyclables collected here in Anchorage, glass is actually locally made into a usable product by EK Industries.
The products that the glass plant in Anchorage is making include sandblasting media and filtration media and other types of aggregates.
The ALPAR director says because of glass's low value and its processing difficulties, the added cost from contamination can have quite a financial impact. Newspapers are the other recyclable converted locally into commercially viable products, such as insulation and hydro-seeding mulch. Everything else, the Smurfit Stone Recycling Center ships south. She offers some consolation to North Anchorage recyclers that, in addition to the eventual expanding of the city's curbside recycling routes, North Anchorage will again likely have access to a drop-off facility.
The city will be looking at installing some new drop-off sites, more full-service drop-off sites in the next year, and we'll be looking at installing some new drop-off sites that'll be a little bit easier to manage. This is considered a temporary shutoff for the Northway Mall site, but it will very likely be replaced next year with some new drop-off sites.
But don't forget, only glass in the glass bin. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.